You are listening to. First Gen Teachers Lens. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of First Gen Teacher Lens. So I've been gone for about, I want to say maybe a month, almost two. And the reasons being, because obviously if you've heard in the previous episode, I've been taking over for another subject, more particularly social studies. So it's been a lot, an ongoing process. I know I said I was going to drop an episode explaining about that, but in the midst of, you know, starting things back up in the new year, with First Gen Teacher Lens podcast, I was able to get a few guests lined up, and one of them is Arturo Avena, who is a TikTok creator, and we just talk about humor in this episode and how to cope with the challenges of teaching. So stay tuned, and don't forget to like and subscribe and leave a review on Apple. Thanks again for listening to First Gen Teacher Lens. Peace.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. You can find out more at teachbetter.com/podcasts. Now let's get back to the episode.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the First Gen Teacher Lens podcast. Today I got a special episode. I know I've been on a hiatus for a while, but we're back in action. And today's guest is
Arturo Avena from Los Angeles, California.
Welcome to the podcast, Arturo. How are you? How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Enjoying a day off today. It's MLK weekend, so I'm enjoying my Monday today.
I know. We definitely need those. We don't have those Sunday scaries right before.
It's the Monday scaries now.
Yeah, now it's the Monday scaries. Well, we need a break. But I want to thank you for coming on the podcast. I learned of you through this wonderful platform. Most of my kids, teachers know it. It's called TikTok. You are one of the funniest content educators that I've found on TikTok, because you give, I want to say, realities of the field without, you know, telling it through comedy. But first, I got five questions for you. My first question is, what got you into teaching?
Okay, so this was 19 years ago, graduated from college, and I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do, but I knew that I always wanted to work with kids in some context. So I was leaning towards child psychology or education. And my first job right out of college was actually working at a school doing a mentoring program, running a mentoring program. And being in that environment, working with really awesome teachers, inspired me to just take the leap and go into education. So working with kids is something that I always wanted to do, and it's taken the form of teaching for me.
Okay, great. Yeah, I mean, I think for me personally, I started the same way. I added the ed major when I was in undergrad, but I wasn't sure if I was going to fully commit, because, like, you know, you hear these stories when you're in education. Like, I heard one from a teacher that she went into curriculum instruction. She was like, are you sure? Like, it's long, hard days. And then I remember I had a mentor teacher. She was like, you drink coffee? I was like, no. I didn't realize what that meant until now, where I'm just chugging caffeine or having me like an IV.
It keeps you going. I resisted for a while. It wasn't until year 10 that I began to
really
drink. Yeah, I held off for a bit, but I caved in, and it's a necessity now.
Yeah, Starbucks has my name. All right, two, I'm going to move on to our next question. So as the guests know from your introduction, you're well known on TikTok, I would say. So what video do you remember that you went, I guess, quote unquote, what my students say, viral?
It would have to be the teacher therapy video. That's the one that kind of took off, and it took me by surprise. You know, TikTok is really random. You never know what's going to take off. I had done other stuff before, And when I posted that one, it was like gangbusters. So thank you for to everyone who laughed with me or at me. I mean, it's that's the one that took off.
I did both in terms of I remember watching it, and you know, as we spoke before we started recording, I got your video through a colleague, and she's like, this man is literally life right now. He is mood. And I was just like, what do you mean? And then she's like, this man is giving therapy sessions through himself, but to us. I was like, I have to see the video. So for those of you who don't know, it's you kind of giving yourself therapy, but you're talking about the grim realities of being a teacher. So where did that message come about behind your therapy videos, in terms of like, where did that idea come from?
Well, you know, it started off as something else completely. You know, I love TikTok. I can be on that app for a while, just scrolling through videos. So many funny people out there. And I had seen this one video. Someone did a parody of Vogue 73 rapid fire questions. So my initial thought was, oh, what if a teacher did a Vogue interview? What would this sound like? So I was kind of like writing down some ideas. And then one of the ideas that I had come up with involved a picture. And I thought, wait a minute, the picture thing could be something else entirely, like a picture association type of thing, a therapy type of thing. How do teachers see the world? Like, how would they view like an ordinary object, like, like coffee, for example, mm-hmm. That's like life support for us, right? So I thought, ooh, this could be like a good picture association thing in a therapy format. What the things that that get us through, the things that make us hurt. And I tried to take those ideas and put a comical spin on it.
Right. And I think because the problem with me is conveying other friends, family who are not in the context of the educational field, they're like, hey, you didn't get a break today? I'm like, no. And they were like, why? I'm like, because I'm doing a million other things. Mm-hmm. And then so like I think those therapy videos that you conjured up give a lot of feedback in terms of like, hey, this is our daily like lives. Like, we have children sometimes that are screaming at the top of their lungs that, you know, you try to quell, and then, you know, you're like, man, I need an Advil right now. And like, you're like thinking about it, you're like, all these things happen a day-to-day basis, but like, do people really get it? And I think your videos definitely, especially the therapy one, definitely put it into an easy digestible way format where people are like, oh, like that makes more sense now, where I feel like, oh, you guys are like busy all day. I'm like, yes, like there's not a period that goes by where even my lunch period, the kids are like banging on my door. Can we eat lunch with you? Can we eat lunch with you? I'm like, no.
You know, you need your moment of quiet to regroup and move on with the rest of your day. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have heard that from a few people, from non-educators. Like, oh, you're giving us a good perspective on what it's like for you guys right now.
Yeah, no, it definitely, I feel like the platform TikTok itself has given another space or avenue for us to shine a light within the problems of education now. I know my question four, which how has TikTok helped you cope for the rigors of teaching, which I think it's helped me because like it gives me a laugh and it's like, I'm not alone. Like there are teachers across the United States. For example, with COVID in New York City, we've been fighting back and forth with going back, not going mm-hmm. back. And the joke is like for every teacher, I think like, oh, we're heading into a COVID petri dish. And like I remember that noise. I think you made a video about it saying emotional damage.
Yes.
And then I was just like, that's 100% Marie right now, because there's still a sense of uncertainty with these things. So I want to ask you, like, how did TikTok itself help you cope with the rigors of teaching, or just the space that teaching is in now?
Well, you know, this, I started to get into it during the pandemic, like many of us, I suspect, you know, we're sheltering in place, and our social options were limited. So we were looking at the world through our phones, and TikTok became one way for me to you know, entertain myself, and not only watching, but I eventually began to create more for me, just to hash out what I was thinking, what I was feeling in a funny sort of way, because I needed to laugh. So that's how TikTok got started for me. It was just a way for me to hash out what I was going through in an entertaining way, just to cope with the pandemic and sheltering in place and the fear of contracting COVID and all that we went through.
Is there like a moment in a day, I'm just curious, is there a moment in a day where you're just like, man, that'd be a good idea for a video, where like you're teaching throughout the day and like thinking about an instance, like a situation, like, yeah, that's a good video right there.
Sometimes that has happened. It tends to happen more just by looking at memes. I kind of think of TikTok as like you're turning yourself into the meme. So sometimes I'll look at a meme and I think, oh, I could adapt this idea into a TikTok. So sometimes ideas happen that way, just by looking at other content.
Gotcha. That's interesting. That's because you are putting yourself in terms of a viral meme, I guess, in terms of like being out there and like displaying your kind of jest. And then I guess we can step into five, like what do you want people to take away from your videos? Because I think, you know, we covered some aspects, but what do you want that is most gratifying for you, for people who are digesting your content and kind of putting out there in the universe?
Well, two things. First, I aim to be funny. So I hope that it makes people giggle or smile. So that's number one. I hope it provides that. I tend to do things that make me laugh. So if we have the same sense of humor, you may laugh as well. And number two, and this I didn't think about this until later, when I had so many people tell me that they felt seen or validated by what I was doing. So now I kind of hope that people look at the videos and think, oh, someone else is going through this too. I feel validated. I'm not alone. I feel seen. And this humor helps me laugh or cope with what's going on.
Right. That makes most sense in terms of like, you know, feeling seen. Like there are some times where I'm like questioning, or just talking to that one coworker where you're just like, is anybody else seeing this mess that's going on right now? But like, I think what it's put a spotlight, I was like, hey, like there's millions of us. Well, not millions, but like a lot of teachers that like, because teachers are leaving like hotcakes right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that is the problem right now. And like where nobody's seeing the deeper wounds and they're just putting band-aids on it. Like, hey, I just saw on Instagram, cafeteria worker can be a substitute. What? Like I
saw, yeah, that too. I saw something on CNN where they're recruiting parents and community volunteers to come in and fill in empty spots because we have a teacher shortage and we don't have enough subs.
Right. And I think that's a greater problem. Mm-hmm. In terms of like, that doesn't fix the problem. That kind of reminds me of like when if you think back when like these, I guess, like characters who were voiced by white actors who were other POC kind of characters were dropping like flies. I'm like, that doesn't help the situation that is at hand. That's more so like, right, like a laissez-faire, like, hey, like we're doing this thing just to appease people instead of actually getting to the root of problem, which is better salaries, better benefits, and mm-hmm. you know, treating us like professionals, which I don't think is being done right now. But
no, not at all. I mean, it's and the other thing is too is that, you know, our the district officials and our elected leaders, they don't, we don't feel understood or seen by them or supported by them. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of teachers turn to social media and each other to get that support and that validation.
Which is great. I have one question, not for my five questions, but it just popped up in my head. But how has TikTok provided you other avenues of like, you know, venturing into like, maybe I can make profit in this avenue? I don't know if you want to talk about it, but has it provided other opportunities for you to expand kind of your wealth of knowledge, or, you know, even train other people? And like, here's what I see as my problems within education.
Oh, it's something that I've definitely thought about pursuing a little in a more deeper way, but an opportunity like that has not presented itself at this moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Cause I know plenty of like, you know, there's TikTokers who go viral, then they get sponsorships. So I'm just curious because, you know,
the only thing that happened was like back in September, Clorox was doing like a back to school special and they asked if I would make something for them. They just wanted me to share a story of a teacher that inspired me. Nothing comical, nothing gimmicky, just a straightforward story. So that came up once. So that was nice, but that's been about it.
Okay, great. But I think that's it for the episode. But before we go, I want to thank you sincerely for being a part of the First Gen Teacher Lens. You're an awesome content creator, awesome guest to have, and you are hilarious. There are people that understand your comedy, and it's great that we got connected. And I hope that we can do something again on the down the road.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for having listened to the First Gen Teacher's Lens. We'll see you here next time.